Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickie's 5-Minute Inner Child Healing. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to give you those little boosts of self-love and inner child wisdom that'll rock your world in just 5 minutes flat. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Self-compassion strategies for healing. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you trip over your own 2 feet and instead of saying ouch, that kind of stings, your inner voice screams, are you kidding me? Can you even walk straight? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That voice doesn't have to be the boss anymore. We can learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer our best friend. And that's exactly what self-compassion is all about. Being your own cheerleader, your rock star therapist, and your biggest supporter all rolled into one awesome package. So let's break down some killer self-compassion strategies to kickstart that healing journey. First up, mindful awareness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that wouldn't hurt. It's simply about noticing those thoughts and feelings as they arise, without judgment. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, they come and go, but you don't get swept away in their currents. Same goes for those pesky negative thoughts. Recognize them, acknowledge them, and then gently let them pass. Next, speak kindly to yourself. Seriously, ditch the harsh inner critic. Treat yourself with the same compassion and warmth you'd offer a loved one going through a tough time. If you made a mistake, remember that everyone does its part of being human. Instead of berating yourself, try saying something like, okay, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. Remember your shared humanity. We're all in this crazy thing called life together. When you feel overwhelmed or alone, remind yourself that everyone experiences struggles and setbacks. It's not a competition, and there's no need to pretend like everything's perfect all the time. Now practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, even the small ones. Taking a moment each day to appreciate what you have can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Think about those little everyday blessings. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These things matter. And finally, engage in self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or simply spending time doing something you enjoy. Okay, let's bring it all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're presenting at work and totally bomb. You stumble over your words, forget key points, and feel like the entire room is judging you. Now imagine that inner critic screaming, you're a complete failure. But wait, what if instead you practice some self-compassion? Maybe you'd say to yourself, okay, this didn't go as smoothly as I hoped, but I gave it my best shot. Everyone makes mistakes, and I can learn from this experience. You could even acknowledge your feelings. I'm feeling a bit embarrassed right now, but that's okay, it's human to feel emotions. By practicing self-compassion, you can turn that negative experience into a learning opportunity and build resilience for the future. Remember, friends, healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but with self-compassion as your guide, you'll navigate those challenges with grace and strength. Keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and watch that inner child bloom. Now go out there and spread some love, starting with yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-compassion boost. And if you enjoyed it, leave a review, it would mean the world to me. Catch you in tomorrow's quickie for another dose of inner child wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.